Vestibule is an investment company that allows athletes to sell shares of equity in their careers. Co-founder Parker Graham says they recruit athletes based purely on their performance and who they believe will have a successful career trajectory. And similar to IPOs in the stock exchange, investors are offered a chance to invest in the athlete. After this offering period, the stock is open to the public. This is appealing for sports fans, like Matthew David Elemwanya, who says he'd invest in athletes, especially since he has a skill for seeing their talent early in their careers.
What does that mean?
I picked them right, so like I used to play a lot of games where you can do a career mode, where you can pick them when you're young. All the players that I picked to buy and put in my team have all become really, really good players. And so I think I have a pretty good track record of saying, okay, like this player has like these certain traits and their stats look good, and I think they'll have a good career.
It's as simple as it sounds, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's safe. Victor Matheson, a sports economist at Holy Cross, says there are certain risks that come with investing in athletes.
Investing in a college athlete is an extraordinarily risky investment, because we have no idea what that athlete is going to do. We haven't seen them against high-level opponents. We don't have a lot of evidence about them. So once we know enough information about these athletes are probably already on the downhill part of their career.
Even though this is a riskier investment, it might actually be a more appealing option for athletes, especially at the college level. Most college athletes have to rely on sponsorships from NILs. Again, that stands for name, image, and likeness. Sydney Loader is a track and field athlete at Columbia University, and she says that NIL deals aren't as lucrative as getting paid directly, especially because they often come in the form of product deals.
Yeah, so I've had multiple teammates go through NIL deals, and it sometimes gets to the point where like they're having to post a lot, and like their entire feed of social media becomes this one product that they're in a contract to promote, and it gets in the way of the sport a little bit.
Loader says sometimes the payoff isn't worth the effort. She and others like her would rather just get the money, which is also Matheson's point of contention. He says the real issue here is that college athletes are not being paid for their labor, so they have to find other ways to make money.
Pay the athletes. These athletes are working for colleges. The colleges should pay the athletes. That's literally how every other job in the country works. These students don't need protection from NILs. These students need protection from Charlie Baker and the thugs in the NCAA.
Virginia's new law might have just opened the door for other schools across the country to pay their athletes, which might make investment opportunities like these less necessary. Universities in Virginia will start complying on July 1st. This means the NCAA has until July to make changes to their athlete compensation policies. Desiree Nikvarajam, Columbia Radio News.